So it's lovely to have Linda and Helen here with us now. And Linda is going to come and just update us on things that are happening for In Hope Interaction.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank you for inviting me here today. Just want to introduce Helen. She's our empowerment worker for the house that St Matthew's supports. And today I've come here with a plea, really, because when I started in this job as an empowerment worker myself, we had four volunteers from this church. And unfortunately, one by one, they've all dropped away for various reasons, and now we don't have any volunteers from this church. So St Matthew's Church has been a partner church for our Hope Into Action house for around 3 years now, and I know Nick has wholeheartedly supported our cause, but if nobody comes forward over the next few weeks, unfortunately we will have to dissolve the church agreement with St Matthew's and look for a partner church. So this is not something we want to do, but for Hope Into Action, we enable churches to house the homeless. And without the support of the church, we would just be another housing project. And that's partly why I came into the job, because I felt that that was what God had called me to do, and that we don't just provide people with a roof over their head, we provide them with a home. And these are just ordinary people like you and me. And I just want to think about you to think about your own situation for a moment. And then I want you to look around at the people sitting near you and think, could you be the person that goes to work tomorrow and be told that you're no longer needed? Or could you be the person who has fallen on hard times and no longer pay your bills? Could you be the person whose relationship has broken up? Or the person who has fallen out with their family? Or the person who is suffering with your mental health and sometimes as a result of which has led to an alcohol or drug addiction? Or could you be the person who feels that your life is not worth living anymore? We all need to be there for these people, and our tenants are just those people, and to give them a sense of community and belonging and love. And in Isaiah 58, it says, "Is not this kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? It is not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter. When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your flesh and blood." So when I talk to churches, people have often said, "I would love to help, but I'm not sure if I can help. I don't feel safe. I don't have time." Well, let me liken it to the acronym that when we deal with stroke and the word FAST. F is for friendship. Taking a tenant out for a coffee and a chat, going to the cinema, a walk, a bike ride, sharing an interest like gardening or cooking. That's what we're asking. Or maybe setting up a prayer group to pray for our project. A is for acceptance. These people need to feel part of the community and desperately need a sense of belonging. S is for safety. A lot of people are a bit unsure about meeting with these people. So we offer the HOPE training for all new church volunteers. And we chaperone the first visit or however many you feel you need us to do until you feel comfortable. We're in the process of moving office very shortly. And although I cannot give specific details yet, I can tell you that it's not very far away from this church. And it will be a base for our night shelter in the winter, with room to have activities going on during the day, like lunches, book clubs, keep fit and cookery classes. And maybe you could get involved with that group so that you're not on your own. And we also have an allotment where you could work alongside a tenant as well. And T is for time. This is something a tutor at university told me once when I said I didn't have time to write up an essay. There are 168 hours in a week. When you take the time that you sleep, eat and work and spend with your family, there will, I can guarantee, still be time left for somebody else. And I want you all to go home today and try it and see. So I say, St. Matthew's, I need you to act fast. And remember, hope doesn't house the homeless, but action does.